Magandang araw po sa inyo. Welcome sa ating online worship, Crossworld Online Worship. Excited po ako sa ating bagong series, Overcoming Giants, no? Sapagkat we will be focusing on one of my favorite Bible characters. Walang iba kundi si David. Okay. So, Overcoming Giants. We are facing a lot of giants in our lives. There are giants of sickness, giants of poverty, and so on and so forth. But for the rest of the month of May, we'll be focusing on five things. Ang una po is, for today, is the giant of isolation. The second is the giant of impoverishment. The third is the giant of intimidation. The fourth is the giant of iniquity. And the fifth is the giant of insurrection. I'm so excited. Bakit? Sapagkat we will be studying the life of David. David is, I think, one of the greatest men who ever lived. One of the greatest leaders who ever existed. In fact, he's the greatest king that Israel ever had. He is a psalmist. He is a military strategist. He's so famous, no? In fact, in the whole Old Testament, merong 66 chapters na ibinigay para sa kanya. And even in the New Testament, there are, I think, 49 times na na-mention ang pangalan niya. And the greatest tribute to him is being called the forefather of the Messiah. Kapag ka binabanggit si Jesus Christ in the New Testament, nasasabi that Jesus is the son of David. So kung makikita po natin, mga kapatid, itong si David is talagang, wow, a mighty man, a famous leader, no, well-respected by not only the Jews, but even all the people in the world. Okay. Pero kung titingnan po natin ang kanyang pasimula ng kanyang buhay, ay hindi ganun kaganda. In fact, he stayed most of his life in isolation. Okay. Ito yung tututukan natin for today. Isolated po siya. He was confined most of the time in the desert, in the wilderness, and even in caves. In fact, for 13 years, solid years, he was a fugitive. No? Parang immediately after he was anointed to be the king and slaying Goliath the giant, nagsimula na po yung pagtatago niya sa ilang, sa loob ng 13 taon. And in the desert, he found streams. No? Kagaya ng pangako ng Panginoon, we will find streams in the desert. So that's social distancing. No? Did it help David? Or did it break David? Tayo po, nasa social distancing din ngayon. But for David, it did not break him. But built him. Social distancing for David, that made him better, not bitter. And what was his secret? Anong sikreto niya? Titingnan po natin sa 1 Samuel chapter 16 and 17 ang mga sikreto niya. No, paano siya naging matagumpay dahil sa isolation? Si Saul, hindi niya po naranasan ito. He was catapulted into the throne, no, without experiencing the desert. Well, probably that's the reason why hindi naging maganda yung leadership niya. Kasi I think every leader should go through a desert experience. No, everyone being mightily used by God at one point in his life or her life should go through the desert. Solitary confinement. At anong sikreto ni David? Let me share three secrets of David. Number one is confidence in the name of the Lord. Yan ang sikreto ni David. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45. Ito ang sinabi ni David. You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord God Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Manalangin tayo. Panginoon, sa araw po na ito, kami lumalapit sa iyo. At dalangin namin na sa karanasan ni David, kasama ka, Panginoon, ay maging aral sa amin para harapin din naman namin ang aming karanasan ngayon na kami ay malayo sa isa't isa. Ang banal mong Espiritu ang siyang magbigay ng kaunawaan sa amin so that we can apply the truths from your word. For the glory of Jesus, amen and amen. So David was confident in the name of the Lord. Where did he learn that? Saan natutunan ni David yung magtiwala sa pangalan ng Panginoon? Well, he learned that in isolation. He learned that in the desert. He learned that in the wilderness. For 17 years, he was a worker in the field. He was a shepherd. In verse 10, ang sabi dito sa chapter 16 ng 1 Samuel, Jesse had 7 of his sons pass before Samuel, but Samuel said to him, "The Lord has not chosen these." Are these all the sons you have? No. There is still the youngest, Jesse answered. He is tending the sheep. And Samuel said, "Send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives." So David was a shepherd early in life. He was isolated from the people in the city. He was in the field, and in the field he learned, you know, to take care of the sheep. So for so many years in the desert, in the fields, no, he learned to sing. He was singing, he was swinging, and he was slinging. He was singing to the Lord. He was swinging, siguro. He was cradling the sheep and the lambs, no, and he was slinging. He was learning to use the slingshot with the stone. So shepherding, taking care of the sheep, singing to the Lord, and slinging the stone. And that's where he learned to depend on the Lord. So habang yung mga kapatid niya ay lumalaban doon sa mga Filisteo, nung pagkakataon na yon, ang Philistines ang world power, at ang tatlo niyang mga kuya, no, si Eliab, si Shammah, saka si Abinadab, ay nandun sa army ni Saul, no, fighting. Habang nilalabanan ng mga kapatid niya ang mga Filisteo, ay siya naman ay lumalaban dito sa mga yung mga oso at mga leon. Okay? At natatalo niya ito dahil sa tulong ng Panginoon. So isolation taught him solitude. Taught him to rely on the Lord. Taught him to depend on God. Kaya nung siya inutusan ng tatay niya para magdala ng supply para sa kanya mga kapatid, eh nakita niya doon, no, kasi for 40 days naghahamon itong si yung higanting si Goliath, no, at nung nagsimula na itong maghamon, ang mga Israelita, mga sundalo ng Israel ay talagang takot na takot dito sa higante na ito. And for 40 days they were analyzing the giant. They were talking about the strength of the giant, they were talking about the size of the bicep, the height of the giant, no, 9'9". The size of the tricep, the deltoids, siguro yung torso, pinag-uusapan nila yung ilang wins na ba yan, ilang losses, ilan na bang draw meron yung higante na yan, yung champion na yan. At talagang hindi sila magkanda-ugaga, talking about the tail of the tape, you know, the statistics of how formidable, how gigantic this Godzilla is. And they were scampering in fear. They were so afraid to face this Goliath. Until dumating si David sa eksena. Nung dumating si David sa eksena, habang nag-uusap-usap ang mga tao, it was only David who introduced God in the conversation. They were all talking about Goliath. But when David began to speak up, itong sabi niya, no? Verse 20, chapter 17, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" For 40 days, itong batang paslita ito ang nagpakilala kung sino ang Diyos na ito. And even when he talked to King Saul, ang sabi niya kay King Saul, "The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine." And then in verse 45, sabi niya, you come against me, kausap niya si Goliath, you come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord God Almighty. Imagine mo sa lahat ng kanyang mga salita, bukang bibig niya ang Panginoon. The God of the armies of Israel whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. And those gathered here will know that it's not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's and He will give all of you into our hands. In all the conversation, he only spoke about the giant 2 times. But about God, 9 times. The soldiers in the army of Israel, the army of Saul, they were majoring on the giant. But David majored on God. I heard someone preach at itong kanyang sinabi. David never really knew the strength of Goliath because he was so focused on God. I think that's the secret. Don't put the magnifying glass on your problems. Don't fix your eyes on your predicaments. Focus your eyes on God because He is mightier, He is powerful, He loves you, He cares for you, He is wise. And He will come to your rescue. Huwag dating itutok ang ating mga mata sa mga nangyayari ngayon. Pag nanood ka ng TV, madidepress ka. Pagka nag-surf ka sa internet, ang mga news about COVID-19, they're all depressive. Will lead you into emotional instability. Kaya pag may mga problema, please stop Googling your problem. Merong isang pastor na nagkaroon siya ng karamdaman sa puso at takot na takot siya. At ang ginawa niya ay ginugoogle niya yung mga simptomas ng kanyang problema. At nung nalaman ng kanyang doktor, pinagalitan siya ng kanyang doktor at ang sabihin sa kanya, don't Google your problem. Kasi sa halip na makatulong sa iyo, lalo kang mag-aalala. Okay? Kaya siguro, mga kapatid, dahil alam ni David that God is with him, ito ang nagtanggal ng kanyang mga fears, ng kanyang mga anxieties. Kaya doon sa Psalm 23, doon sa famous Psalm ni David, nasabi niya sa verse 4, even though I walk through the dark valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because you are with me. You know, I like what Pastor Ruther Urquia shared concerning this. No? Ang sabi ni Pastor Ruther, yung bang shadow, di ba, shadow of death, I will not fear evil. I will not fear the shadow of death. Why? Because shadow yan eh, shadow. Yun daw shadow, nakakasakit ba yung shadow? Halimbawa, yung kutsilyo, merong shadow. Yung bang shadow ng kutsilyo, masasaktan ka? Di ba hindi? Yung shadow, anino ng martilyo, no? Yung ba, masasaktan ka ba ng anino ng martilyo? Di ba hindi? Ano lang ang pwedeng gawin ng shadow? It can cause fear and anxiety. So shadow lang ito. Kasi David, he was never afraid of the shadow of death because it's just a shadow. No? And another thing, no? Kapag mayroong shadow, it presupposes that there's light. Kaya mayroong anino, mayroong light. Kaya lalong hindi natakot si David sa anino. Bakit? Kasi yung light malapit. Katabi lang yung light. Kaya sabi niya, I will fear no evil, for you, O Lord, are with me. Ikaw ay kasama ko. Kapatid, no? Ang mga aninong nakikita natin sa paligid-ligid tungkol sa COVID-19, hindi kanya masasaktan. Ang kailangan lang, maunawaan mo na kasama mo, Panginoon. Kagaya ni David, he was confident, no? In the name of the Lord. And the name of the Lord is a strong tower that you can depend on. Be humble and rely on the Lord. Number two, hindi lang si David confident in the name of the Lord. Number two, he is contending for the armies of the living God. Sabi doon sa verse 20 ng chapter 17, Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? David was so much concerned about the armies of the living God. Kasi si Goliath, he defied the armies of the living God. Na-insulto si David. Nasaktan si David. You know? Siya'y, kumbaga, naghimagsik ang kalooban niya. Bakit? Eh, inaapi-api, dinudusta-dusta, minamaliit, hinahamak-hamak ang mga sundalo ng Diyos. Well, kailan pa nagkaroon ng malasakit si David sa mga sundalo o sa ibang mga tao? Kailan nagsimula yon? Alam niyo kung kailan nagsimula? Na siya ay maging mapagmalasakit sa iba? Doon pa rin sa isolation. Doon pa rin sa fields, no? Kung saan siya nagtatrabaho. Tinanong ni Samuel, wala ka na bang iba pang anak? Ang sabi ni Jesse, there's still the youngest, meron pa. At nandoon siya sa kaparangan, nag-aalaga ng tupa. So yung palang pag-aalaga ng tupa ay nakatulong para kay David, para mag-develop siya ng compassion. At hindi lang compassion, nag-develop din ito ng courage sa kanya to fight the predators. Anong sabi niya kay King Saul sa chapter 17 verse 24? Itong sabi niya, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. Yan ang qualification niya to fight Goliath, to face Goliath. Sabi niya, ako'y nag-aalaga ng tupa ng tatay ko. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned to me, no, I seized it by its hair and struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be one of them because he has defied the armies of the living God. So yung palang confinement ni David, no? He was distant from the city. He spent time with the sheep. But that shepherding experience helped him develop compassion, no? For the lamb, for the sheep. At it also developed courage. Tumapang itong si David, no? Tumapang siya na harapin ang mga kalaban. So naghimagsik ang kalooban niya kasi sabi niya, inaapi itong aking mga sundalo ng Israel. No? So instead of becoming self-focused, he was more focused on others. And I think that's a big difference between Saul and David. Saul was self-centered. All he could think of was his reputation, his image. In fact, he even built a monument for himself. He was so concerned about his self. No? Samantalang si David, he didn't care about himself. He only cared about others. Kaya nga, kahit hindi siya pinapansin, hindi mahalaga sa kanya yun. Yung nakalimutan siya, no big deal. Yung na-ignore siya, he was not even hurt. Nung siya na-bypass, di ba? Naalala niyo yon nung dumating si Samuel, tapos sabi niya, hinahanap niya yung susunod na hari ng Israel, no? At ipapahira niya ng langis. Anong ginawa ni Jesse? Aba, ang una agad binungad, no? Yung kanyang top pick. Kumbaga sa NBA draft, number one pick, Eliab. No? At rumampa si Eliab na parang Dingdong Dantes na, wow, a hunk of a man. Modelo. Fashion model. Talagang guwapong-guwapo. Naku, muntik nang matukso si Samuel. Sabi niya, ito na. Siguro kasi nasanay siya na yung naunang hari, tall, dark, and handsome. Nakita niya tong si Eliab, pogi rin. Sabi niya, palagay ko, ito yung susunod na hari. Pero, bago niya babuhusan ng langis, sinabi ng Panginoon kay Samuel, hep, wag yan. Hindi yan ang pinili ko. I rejected that guy. Wow! Tall, dark, and handsome, na-reject? Hindi daw yun. Then, pangalawa, si Abinadab. Pagpasok naman ni Abinadab, nako, talaga namang naka-Armani suit. Ang sapatos, talagang leather, siguro made of crocodile skin. No? At talagang naka-portfolio siya, naka-kompleto sa gadget. No, bakit? Kasi top executive. Magaling na negosyante. Magaling ito sa corporate world. No? Papahira na sana ng langis. Kaya lang, ay, hindi pala. Ayaw din ng Panginoon. Then yung pangatlo. No? Pumasok na yung pangatlo. Medyo bata-bata pa. No? At parang fresh graduate. Parang summa cum laude sa Bethlehem University. No? Magaling, matalino, smart. Pero sabi ng Panginoon, hindi yan ang aking pinili. So, ang gagwapo, ang gagaling, no? At minsan naisip natin, ako kaya ay mapipili pa? Hindi naman ako tall, dark, and handsome. Ako ba ay mapipili pa? Eh, hindi naman ako graduate sa Ateneo or UP or LaSalle. Ako kaya ay mapipili pa? Hindi naman ako magaling sa negosyo. Good news for you. Kasi alam mo kung sinong pinili. Ay, yung huling dumating. Yung nasa bottom ng listahan. Yung nakakalimutan ng tatay. He was forgotten by his own father. Pinaalala pa ni Samuel. Wala ka namang anak. Saka lang niya naalala. Ayaw nga pala. Ganun pa pala. No? Yung bunso, yung pinakabata. Yung word na ginamit sa pinakabata ay hakaton. Ang ibig sabihin ng hakaton, hindi lang yung bunso eh. Ang ibig sabihin ng hakaton, yung utusan. Kapag ikaw bunso kang babae, ikaw ang sweetheart, darling of the family. Pero pag ikaw ang bunsong lalaki, ikaw ang utusan. Kasi ako yung bunsong lalaki, kaya alam ko. Utusan, kutusan, at lahat ng tambak na trabaho sa iyo na uuwi, kasi ikaw yung bunsong lalaki. Kaya mabigat. No? At dumating yung bunsong lalaki, yung utusan, galing dun sa parang, nako, amoy araw pa, amoy lupa, hindi naman amoy lupa, hindi amoy tupa, at hindi pa naliligo. Paalala ko po mga kapatid, pwede na pong maligo. Hindi naman kailangan puro alcohol lang. No? Naalala ko tong si Pastor Jebo Banzuelo, nagpost sa FB. Sabi daw, meron daw makakatulong sa automatic social distancing. Alam nyo kung ano yung automatic social distancing? No? Kapag ka daw ikaw ay may putok, talagang lalayo ang mga tao sa iyo. Kaya ang sabi niya, putok mo, protection mo. Putok ang solusyon. Kaya iburo mo daw ang kilikili mo para na sa ganun, maglayuan ang mga tao sa iyo. Anyway, no? So, kita po natin dito si David, he's the least, the youngest, the weakest, nothing to offer, no money, no education. Pero sabi ng Panginoon, this is my man, this is my boy, this is the next king. Why? I don't know why. Maybe because God is gracious, God is loving, God is good, and God is wise. Yun lang. But anything that we can find in David, well, nothing much. No? Nothing much. In fact, siya pinakakawawa sa magkakapatid. Pero isang araw, mga kapatid, isang araw, one day, no, God will lift you up right in front of the people who never believed in you. God has a way of doing some poetic justice, no? That He can vindicate you by promoting you right in front of the people who bully you. Kaya pagka may mga nangahaapi sa'yo, huwag mong panalangin na Lord. Parusahan mo sila. Huwag mong papanalangin yon. Ang ipanalangin mo ganito, Lord, ipromote mo po ako. I-bless mo po ako. No? Lift me up right in front of the people who never believed in me. And that's exactly what happened to David. Bakit? Wala siyang pretension. Wala siyang self-consciousness. No, hindi mahalaga sa kanya ang billing. Hindi mahalaga sa kanya ang position. He was not self-conscious. In fact, nung siya'y pumunta na doon sa ilog, hindi siya napunta ng ilog para tingnan, hanapin yung kanyang reflection doon sa batis. He did not go to the river to look at his own reflection. But he went to the river to pick some stones. Kasi yun ang panlaban niya kay Goliath. Eh marami sa atin ngayon, maraming mga kabataan, hindi na siguro mga kabataan. walang tayong inatupag kundi yung sarili natin, no? Kapag may dadaang sasakyan, titingnan mo yung salamin, sarili mong tinitingnan mo. Ganun yata ang ginagawa ng mga rabay noong unang panahon, dinadala talaga sa ilog at pinatitingin doon sa batis at tatanungin, anong nakikita mo? Pagka ang sinabi ng estudyante niya ay, nakita kong reflection ko, rejected siya. Kasi it's not about you. It's not about me. So it will only aggravate your depression during this time of social distancing if you're so preoccupied with yourself. Pastor Edmund Chan always reminds us, most of the pains that we have are self-inflicted wounds caused by our self-inflated egos. Kapag ka tayo masyadong self-conscious, you don't need to promote yourself. No, you don't need to fight your way so that people will notice you. Most of the time, we crave for attention. We crave for being recognized. We crave for, you know, yung nasa na ako, na dapat nakikita ako. No? O dapat ay, kapatid, wag mo masyadong hanapin ang sarili mo. Una, alam ng Diyos kung sino ka. He knows your name. He knows your address. He knows how to bless you. And at the right time, He will remember you. Kaya lang, wag mo siyang unahan. Okay? So the good thing about isolation pala is that it will help you build the very foundation of your life. Kagaya nitong itong tinatayong Sky Tower dito ngayon sa Quezon City, I think that would be the tallest building in Quezon City. Sky Tower, under po ito ng DDT. 4 years in the making, 6 months foundation lang. Nakita ko po yung foundation habang ginagawa eh. Talagang solid, massive. Pero nakatago yon, hindi nakikita. Kagaya din ng ating buhay, kagaya ni David, for 13 years, itinago siya ng Diyos. Bakit kailangan itago ng Diyos habang bata pa siya? He was just a teenager, he was a young person, but God hid him. Why? Because during that time that he is hidden, that's the time that God can work the very foundation of his life. Hindi siya in-expose. Tinago siya. Kaya lang itinago siya saan? Sa wilderness. Itinago siya sa desert. Itinago siya doon sa cave. Kasi kung hindi ginawa ng Panginoon yon, yayabang si David. Kagaya ni Saul. He was catapulted to the throne immediately. Walang training, walang desert, walang wilderness. Kaya ano nangyari sa kanya? Spoiled. Kaya minsan itatago ka talaga ng Panginoon. And welcome that. Welcome that. Because while God is hiding you, you will learn to depend on Him, you will learn to be humble, and you will learn to take care of others. Not just yourself. Powerful truth from the Word of God. So nakita natin, David, he was confident in the name of the Lord. Pangalawa, he was contending for the armies of God. Pangatlo, he was consumed with the glory of God. Yun ang kanyang passion, yun ang kanyang, alam mo yun, magnificent obsession. Look at verse 46. Sabi niya, kay Goliath, "This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. And this very day I will give to the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals. And the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel." That's his passion. That's his obsession. Look at that. Hindi niya sinaming, papatay ko si Goliath so that all the girls will notice me. Hindi sinaming, papatay ko si Goliath so that people will clap their hands and adore me. Hindi sabi niya, papatay ko si Goliath para mapakita ko sa kanila kung gaano ko ang galing. No, it's not that. You know, the passion of David is this, so that the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. What a passion, what an obsession. And all those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's. He will give all of you into our hands. Wow. He really is a man after God's own heart. Why? Because he's consumed with the glory of God. He wanted the whole world to know who this God is. Yung Diyos na kilala niya doon sa desert, yung Diyos na kilala niya doon sa kaparangan, yung Diyos na nakilala niya doon sa cave, yung Diyos na nagtago sa kanya. He wanted the whole world to know. That's his mission in life. Kapatid, if you don't have a mission, if you don't have a purpose in your life, then you will just kill time during this social distancing. Because purpose will give you mental stability. It will give you emotional strength. Without purpose, you will just waste your time. Ano ang gagawin mo? May magtutulog ka. Habang naka-lockdown, wala kang aatupagin kundi magmanood ng Korean novela. Marathon. Bench watching. Wala kang gagawin kundi magkakain. Wala kang gagawin kundi mag-pornography. Why? Because you don't have a purpose. Wala kang gagawin kundi mag-online gaming. Kasi wala kang purpose. And mind you, ang lahat ng mga sinabi kong ito, these are our way of medicating our pain. If you're into binge watching porn, alam nyo, pornography is not a sexual problem. It is an emotional problem. Kasi para sa mga kalalakihan, minsan din, mga babae rin, madalas pala, meron din, yung pornography is a way of medicating the pain. Kung may mga hurts ka, may mga issues ka sa buhay, this is somehow your respite. Ito yung paraan mo para maglubag ang iyong kalooban, no? Para ma-pacify ang iyong mga malalalim na needs, no? This is your way of doing it sa mga kalalakihan. Pero sa mga babae, ang pang-medicate ng pain is watching Korean novela. Bakit? Kasi na-stimulate yung emotion. Sa lalaki, na-stimulate yung eyes. Pero sa Korean novela, it's the emotion. Kaya kung yan ang gagawin mo during lockdown, wala kang gagawin kundi nakatihaya, nanunood, no? Eh lalo ka madidepress, kapatid. Pinakamahirap sa lahat yung yung napagod ka nang wala kang ginagawa. Napakahirap na pakiramdam. Napagod na pagod ka. Bakit ka napagod? Katutulog. Bakit ka napagod? Kapapanood ng Korean novela. Bakit ka napagod? Kagigaming. Tapos walang nangyari sa buhay mo. Walang na-accomplish. Siguro that's the most depressive experience that you can ever been into. Meaningless life. Fruitless life. At habang nasa estado ka na ganyan, wala kang ginagawa, tapos nagsosocial media ka pa, and then you look at others, no, na ang mga gaganda nila, flawless, ang gaganda, sarap ng kinakain nila, ang ganda ng bahay nila, komportable ang buhay nila, nagagawa pa nila ito. Ba't ako hindi ko nagagawa ito? And then lalo ka pa mag-slump into depression. May mga pastor din na apektado nito. Yung iba, nagsimulang mag-livestream. Tapos, excited nung una. Kaya lang, nung nakikita na ang nanonood, 10, 12, 20, no? Napagod na. Ay, huwag na lang tayo mag-livestream. Tapos ang nangyayari, yung mga miyembro namin, nagnanonood na lang sa mga mega churches. Kasi yung livestream ng mga mega churches, ang gaganda talaga. Samantalang yung livestream ng kaawa-awang pastor na taga-baryo ay hindi napapansin. Mga pastor, paalala ko naman, no? Huwag ka namang ma-depress kapag ka walang nanonood ng livestream mo. First, this is your calling. As a pastor, you have to take the lead. As a pastor, you have to make yourself visible. Because you have a flock. to take care of. You may not have, you know, hundreds of viewers or thousands of viewers in your live stream, but I challenge you, your flock is waiting to hear the Word of God through you. May mga taong pinagkatiwala ang Diyos sa iyo. At sa iyo dadalo yung mensahe ng Panginoon na kailangan nilang marinig. Well, there may be mega churches out there, but it's your word as the shepherd of the flock that they need right now. You have to take the lead. Don't slump into depression. Okay? Kaya yun, mga kapatid. Kung tayo man ay dali ng Panginoon dito sa sitwasyon na ito, sometimes we feel confined, trapped, and isolated. We have to brace ourselves. Leaders, mentors, pastors, and even disciples, we have to strengthen ourselves. One particular instance sa buhay ni David, naalala niyo yun? Noong hindi siya pinalaban ng mga Philistines at pinauwi na lang siya, at pag-uwi nila doon sa Siklag, nasusunog na yung buong kabahayan nila. At yung mga Amalekita o mga Amalekites ay ni-raid yung Siklag. Tinangay ang lahat, pati yung asawa ng mga mighty men, yung mga anak ng mighty men, pati yung asawa ni David na si Abigail kasama si Ahinoam, at yung mga anak nila, tinangay lahat ng Amalekita. And they were all distressed and they were all frustrated. At ang sabi dito sa verse 6 ng 1 Samuel chapter 30, "Now David was greatly distressed." Why? "For the people spoke of stoning him because of the soul of the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters." Pero itong matindi. "But David strengthened himself in the Lord." There will come a time in your life that there will be no one there to encourage you. May mga karanasan kang mangyayari yan sa'yo. Nobody will encourage you. Not even your wife, not even your children, not even your best friends will be there to encourage you. Just like David. So kung wala nang nag-i-encourage sa'yo, anong gagawin mo? Abay, mag-imo ka na lang. Yun ba? Lalo ka magpakalungkot. O siguro, baka magpakamatay ka na lang. Pero hindi ginawa ni David. Ang ginawa ni David is that he strengthened himself in the Lord. Ang una niyang ginawa, kinausap niya ang Diyos, "Lord, no, ano pong gagawin namin? Give us instruction, give us a plan." And God gave him a plan. At nung nagkaroon na ng plano, nagkaroon na ng liwanag, nagsalita ang Diyos, alam niya na ang kanyang gagawin. You know? Kaya talagang pinagpagya yung discouragement sa kanyang katawan. Tinanggal niya. Kaya dapat nga daw, hindi mo alam yung discouragement. Dapat hindi mo alam yung word na discouragement. At dapat hindi mo rin alam ang spelling ng discouragement. Don't be discouraged. David, at the brink of discouragement, but he did not give in. What did he do? He strengthened himself in the Lord. He asked for help. And the Lord gave him a new plan. And they were able to catch up with the Amalekites. And they were able to retrieve everything, defeat the Amalekites. So, mga kapatid, sa panahon ngayon na tayo ay nakakulong, huwag mong hayaan that it will take the best of you. No? Huwag mong hayaan na nakawin nito ang energy mo. Yan ang talagang plano ni Satanas. Para kang inilagay sa Bartolina, ang intention pag nilagay ka sa Bartolina, no, ay talagang walang liwanag. Talagang pag nilagay ka sa dungeon, no, walang liwanag, walang kausap, tayo yung mga ginawa for social interaction. Kaya pinakamahirap na parusa yung Bartolina. Meron ngang isang ministro ng isang hari na siya'y naakusahan ng isang bagay na hindi naman totoo. Nung panahon nila, ang pinakamabigat na parusa ay ikukulong ka sa isang dungeon na wala talagang liwanag. Ilang araw kang lalagay doon, linggo, hanggang sa mabaliw ka. That's the very intention of the dungeon, para kang mabaliw. Kasi you will lose your sense of direction. You will lose your sense of balance. At it will disrupt your sleep cycle. na hindi mo na alam kung anong araw, anong gabi. Hindi mo alam kung saan ang north, south, east, west. And because of that, confusion will set in, no? Loneliness, no? Pati yung immune system mo hihina, and then you will be susceptible for sickness. At in the end, pag nilabas ka, marami dyan, nagkasakit na. Yung iba naman, marami, baliw na. So, ang ginawa nitong ministro, matapat naman ito sa hari, kaya lang ay naakusahan siya ng hindi totoo. Siya ikinulong. Pero alam mong ginawa niya, matalino siya, kumuha siya ng apat na bato. Alam niya kasi yung mangyayari sa dungeon. Ginawa niya doon sa maliit na lugar na ito, kung saan siya nakakulong, kumuha siya ng apat na bato, yung isang bato nilagay niya sa harap, isa sa likod, isa sa kanan, isa sa kaliwa. Bakit siya naglagay ng bato? So that he will have a sense of balance and he will have a sense of direction. Hindi lang yun. Para alam niya kung, halimbawa, pupunta siya sa isang lugar, alam niya, is there, at lilipat siya sa kabila, no? Alam niya kung saan siya nanggaling at saan siya patungo. No? And he can even count the many times that he went from one corner to another and that occupied his mind. Kaya nung inilabas siya sa dungeon, he was still sane. Kapatid, si Jesus ang ating bato. No? Sa panahon na ito, no, si David had 5 stones. Pero sa atin, we have a stone, we have the rock. And that rock is none other than Jesus Christ. And He is the only one who keep us sane, who can keep us sane during this quarantine. Kaya sana una, we will be confident in the name of Jesus. Pangalawa, we should not be self-centered, but we should care for the armies of God, for other people. At pangatlo, we should be consumed with the glory of God. And what is that? The global glory of God, our purpose of making Him known. We should be forward-looking. Itong panahon na ito, let's begin planning for the future. Let's ask God, Lord, what awaits us in the future? What's life after this pandemic? Give us a picture of a post-COVID-19 life so that we can navigate around this and not only that, but prepare for a better future. Let us be forward-looking. Huwag lang puro inward-looking, ano, na puro sarili nakikita natin. Huwag lang puro self-centeredness, kundi tingin tayo sa iba, tingin tayo sa future. And that will help us. We will not be overwhelmed by statistics, we will not be frightened by the news of deaths, and we will not be depressed by any conspiracies that we hear. No? Ang dami-dami mga conspiracy theories. But let us learn to think ahead, look forward, be proactive, and not reactive. Now let me give you some tips on staying sane in quarantine. I learned this from Unilab. Sabi dito, there are 7, although pinalitan ko yung pampito. Sabi niya, there are 1 to 6. Sabi dito, number 1, take a break from your screens. Huwag na kababad sa cellphone, huwag na kababad sa laptop, huwag na kababad sa TV. Number 2, create and follow a routine. Dapat meron kang routine ng gising, ng tamang gising sa umaga, meron kang routine ng exercise, meron kang routine ng paglilinis. Hindi lang ng iyong katawan, kundi ng iyong higaan, ng iyong kwarto, ng bahay. Dapat merong routine. Hindi pwede yung wantusawa na kung anong gusto mong gawin. Okay? Number 3, get up and move. Don't stay in the bed for so long. Number 4, connect with the real world. Try to call, to connect with people. Merong Zoom. Maraming application that you can talk with people online. So mag-connect ka sa mga totoong tao. No? Kasi baka mamaya ang connection mo na virtual na eh. No? Ang utak mo nandun na sa Korea. Ang utak mo nasa Japan. Ang utak mo nasa ibang lugar. Samantalang maraming tao sa paligid mo na hindi mo pinapansin. Okay, number 5, strengthen your immune system. No? Isang side effect ng nakakulong tayo, bumababa ang ating immune system. So how do you strengthen your immune system? Eat vegetables. Drink lots of water. No? Take vitamin C with zinc. Multivitamins, no? Not only that, take the vitamin galing sa araw. Magpa-araw ka naman. Okay? Baka naman lagi ka nakakulong, namumutla ka na. So that's how you strengthen your immune system. Kasi baka mamaya, pagka na-lift na yung quarantine, ang hina ng immune system mo, paglabas mo, ay, kutakot-takot na sakit ang aabutin mo. And number six, focus on things that matter. And by now, I think, na-realize mo na what's most important in life. At pang-pito, pinakamahalaga sa lahat, be still, meditate on God's words, and pray to Him. That's the most important thing that David learned in quarantine. No? He depended on, he was confident in the name of the Lord. He developed compassion and courage for the armies of God. And he was consumed with the global glory of God. Kaya itong quarantine na ito, these two will pass. Hindi po ito pang matagalan. Ito ay transitory. Ito ay pansamantala. This is just a season in our lives. Lilipas din po ito, mga kapatid. Kagaya po ito ng ng isang alimango na gusto niyang lumaki, mag-hibernate yan. Kinakailangan po magtago. At kapag ka nakatago po yan, mawawala yung kanyang talukap, yung kanyang pinaka-shell, no, yung outer shell niya, at siya po ay magiging luno. Ang tawag doon, luno eh. Yung napaka-soft nung kanyang skin. At konting tusok mo lang, ikamamatay na ng alimango. Kaya nagtatago yan sa panahon na yon, no? At habang nagtatago yan, di lumalabas. Naka-quarantine, naka-isolate yan, no? Unti-unti namang lumalakas at tumitibay uli yung kanyang outer shell para muli siyang makalabas. Now, during this transition, you don't expect to be fruitful. You don't expect to be okay. And I want to tell you, it's okay not to be okay. Don't be a perfectionist during this transition. Hindi mo makukuha ang lahat ng gusto mo. Hindi mo makukuha mga ideal. No? But what you can do is rest in the Lord and just walk slowly with Him and allow Him to do His work in your lives. At habang nakakulong ka, nakakonfine, always remember that you are not forgotten. Habang ikay nasa ilang, habang ikay nasa wilderness, habang ikay nakakulong sa bahay, you are not forsaken. Tanda mo, kapatid, you are not invisible. The Lord knows you. The Lord knows your name. He has written your name in the palm of His hand. And He always remembers you. Rest in this truth and begin to care for others and be consumed with the global glory of God. So right at this time, I want to pray for you and let's ask God for His mercy and grace upon our lives. Tayo po'y manalangin. Panginoon, sa panahon na ito na kami ay nakakulong lahat, hindi namin magawa ang mga normal naming ginagawa. May mga nais kaming puntahan, nais kaming kainin, nais kaming kausapin, hindi namin magawa. Nawa, we can make the most of this time to focus our eyes on You rather than focusing on our needs, our desires, our cravings. Forgive our self-centeredness, Lord. Forgive our self-consciousness. And we pray that this isolation will make us and build us up rather than tear us apart. Lord, give us eyes on You and for the future. Help us not to wallow in self-pity and depression. And help us not to be afraid of the problems, Lord, besetting us. Lord, help us to major on You so that we will not be paralyzed by the statistics of the giants right in front of us. And we know, Lord God, that we don't need to imitate others. We don't need to rely on somebody else's testimonies, but to rely on You. Kasi po kita namin gigantic problems, they do not need gigantic solutions. They only need simple solutions. Just like David, right in front of the giant, it took only a sling and a stone to slay the giant. Lord, give us simple solutions to gigantic problems that we are facing right now. And more importantly, Lord, give us this magnificent obsession of making you known to the whole world. Salamat po ng marami, Panginoon. And I pray for your blessing to be upon our people. And we want to recognize you, Lord, as our Savior and Lord. Thank you for forgiving our sins. We give you, Lord, the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bago po tayo Lord's Supper, no, I want you to make some reflection, family, as a family. And I have some questions. No? Pwede nyong i-discuss ito after the whole online service po natin. But let me give you the questions. Maybe you can think it now, think about it right now while we do the Holy Communion. 3 reflection questions for the family. Number 1 is, what aspect of the quarantine are you having difficulty adjusting to? Anong aspeto ng quarantine yung nahihirapan ka talaga mag-adjust? Better share that with the rest of the family. Number 2, based on your daily routine, would you say you are more God-centered or self-centered? And why? Siguro magandang tanong muna, meron ka bang routine? Daily routine. Well, anyway, ano man yung daily routine mo, ito ba nakasentro sa Diyos o nakasentro sa iyo? Please be honest in answering that. And then pangatlo, consider this as a vacation. Forced nga lang. Parang iniisip mo, camping in captivity. Consider this as a vacation. What will your souvenir be? So you can remember how meaningful your journey was. Diba pagka magbibiyahe ka, pag uwi mo, mamimili ka ng souvenir? Ref magnet, cap, t-shirt, keychain, souvenir, mug. Isipin mo, itong 48 days, then another 12 more days, 60 days, parang bakasyon, 2 buwan, anong souvenir na iuwi mo? That will remind you that, sabihin mo, Lord, meaningful po yung bakasyon. I really enjoyed it. Why? Because I have this souvenir. Can you share that to your family?